Message number 13 on the first epistle of John. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of our blessed and wonderful Savior, with gratitude and praise in our hearts for the sacred privilege of bringing to you the precious truth of the Word of God. We continue in our first epistle of John, that great family letter that God the Father has written to the children through his dear servant, the Apostle John. We particularly are covering at the present time the section in chapter 2, beginning at verse 13 to the end, that brings before us the Father's classification or the various grades that he recognizes within his family. Just as in any earthly family, children are born into it, children grow, children develop, they go from infancy to youth, and from youth to manhood and womanhood. Likewise, in the family of God, there is to be growth and development. Well, as Peter written in his letter to say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have noted and mentioned the three classifications of growth. There are the fathers, who are the matured believers. There are the young men, coming along so well, but still being warned of present dangers that surround them. We shall come today to consider the classification of those whom John calls little children, meaning infants. Now, the first reference to these little children or infants you may find in chapter 2 in verse 13, where all three classifications are mentioned together. Let me read the word. Verse 13. I write to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Now please note the closing words of that 13th verse. They are addressed particularly and directly to the little infants, the babes in Christ who are in the family. And one characteristic is thus referred to. You know the Father. What a joy to recognize that even the infant in the family of God can have a knowledge not only of salvation, not only of knowing that he or she is a child of God, but they are also taught, even in infancy, to know the Father. Have you ever read the precious words of Paul in Galatians 4 and verse 6? When he wrote to say, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. An expression in the Aramaic language, Abba, an expression that intimates that intimacy that can exist and does exist between a little child and its parent. And a child of God, though a newborn infant, can know and should know the Father. This relationship of being a child to the Father is indestructible, and it is eternal. And little children should continue to seek to understand and apprehend all that is involved in the precious name that they can use in addressing God, our Father. Did you never notice in John's Gospel that approximately John in the Gospel alone repeats the Father's name about 120 times? We may raise the question, if you are a young believer, an infant in the family of God, I wonder if you realize God is your Father. For there are some believers who may be ignorant of this precious fact, that it is their privilege, loving and obedient privilege, and glad opportunity to address God as our Father. When the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray, did he not give them that model prayer by beginning with these words? When ye pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven. Certainly, this is the precious privilege of even the youngest babe in Christ. Ye know the Father, and when sins are forgiven, in this relationship as a child of God, they may call him such. But now as we begin going down, if you will, to verse 18, here we begin to find out that there are dangers, many more dangers facing the little children than the dangers that we mentioned in relation to the young men. Now John writes, if I may read from verse 18 and 19, little children, it is the last hour, and according as ye have heard that Antichrist will come or comes, even now there have come, there are many Antichrists, whence we know that it is the last hour. They went out from among us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have surely remained with us, but that they might be made manifest that none are of us, they are not of us. Now may we please note, and I'm going to point out very quickly, the preeminent danger John sets before the little children. It verily is, in one word, or two words, if you please, it is false teaching. This is the snare. This is the danger to which babes in Christ are exposed. May I point out, as we have noted it, in verse 18 and 19, they are called Antichrist. May I go further down to verse 22? Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, and he is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son? And in verse 23 again, whoever denies the Son is not the Father either, and he who confesses the Son has the Father also. And in verse 26, if you please, note it. John particularly says, these things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray or who would seduce you. Now this is the preeminent danger, the danger of false teaching that can snare a young believer in Christ. And John has stated in verses 18 and 19, he has stated there are many antichrists. Now you perhaps have noted he speaks of one who is called that Antichrist, which without question of doubt is a personage that is yet to come in the future, who will be perhaps one if not the most wicked person, human being that has ever been upon the earth in the days before and on the threshold of our Lord's coming back to the earth. But John says there's many Antichrists. Now the word plainly means, as you can understand, from the division of it, against Christ, against Christ, against Christ. But I want you to notice very perceptibly and carefully that John in the 19th verse reminds us there have been so many antichrists who came in amongst us. Once they were professing Christianity, for John says in the 19th verse, they went out from among us. But they were not others. Oh, my beloved, may I say it with fervency. All you need to do is read carefully the letters of the apostles, whether it be Paul, whether it be James, whether it be Peter, whether it be John. They very carefully warned the believers in the days of the early church of false teachers coming amongst them, professing to be Christians, professing the name of Christ, and then forsaking what they professed, and turning in antagonism against the truth of God, and becoming false teachers. Oh, my beloved, may I say it very earnestly, spiritual perception is necessary. It is required to recognize such characters. This is why the warning is given. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 14 and 15 is very careful to say that even the ministers of Satan present themselves, he himself presents himself as an angel of light. My beloved, may I say, when such a person, with all the outward profession of being an angel of light, so to speak, confessing that he or even she as the truth of God, yet, when tested by the Word of God, it is nothing but error, yet they may come, and they do come, in the guise of bringing spiritual light. They are clever teachers, but they are false, seeking to beguile, simple believers, often seeking to impress the young believer, of great spirituality, and perhaps even outward devotedness. What does John call them? He calls them antichrists. And he said they were once amongst us, but they did not stay among us. They went out from us, or they would have surely remained with us. But they have gone out that they might be made manifest. They do not belong to the true family of God. Oh, beloved, how necessary to realize this. How needful indeed to realize these are dangers. And may I state, unfortunately, this is one of the greatest dangers of the present day. Peter, writing in his second epistle, chapter 2, is very careful to warn that in the last days there shall be false teachers among you, bringing damnable heresies, as there were once many false prophets in the days of Israel. One of the greatest dangers that came into the land of Israel and amongst the earthly people of God were false prophets, leading the people of God astray, denying the truth of Jehovah, denying the cardinal facts that the word of God through the Mosaic law had instituted in the nation to the people of Israel. And Paul warned himself in Acts chapter 20 that after his departure there would such come, denying the truth of God. Jude warns concerning it in his epistle. Beloved, listen. These are words of warning, of danger. And it is the young believing children in the family who can be caught in their snare. Now we shall learn what we can do and should do in relation to the danger. But shall we pray? Our Father, speak to the conscience and heart of all of us to realize how careful we must be to test the truth of God and to test the message that anyone brings in the name of Christ. For Jesus' sake, amen.